So Be'ezrat Hashem, the second Chabura is going to be different in the style, that there's more ground that we covered in the last while, so a few more ha'aros along the way in the sugyas that we've seen. In Tosas Dibar Maschum Eidin Anu B'Yishkloni, so Tosas asks, how could it be that we say Me'idin Anu B'Yishkloni that it's going to be Chayiv his friend Golos? So in such a case, it's going to be a valid testimony. But don't we have the rule that there is a possibility that the Baal Dover could say Me'idin Anu B'Yishkloni? Tosas in Dibar Maschum Eidin Vim Tomar. The Parakamad of Amitsiyotosa says, why can't they, the litigant, say, you're right, Adam, I killed, but it was the maze that it wasn't Bishogeg? That's Tosas's kasha. And you went through the Tosos, but the dimion of Tosas in of itself is a little bit difficult. At least Rabbi Shmuel is bothered. What's the dimion of Tosas? After all, the halacha of being able to be telling Meizid Ayisi is a halacha that is, at first glance, even if we're going to say it's based on the idea Metartina Dibure, as the Ritzvah brings out, that's a special halacha in Karvam. Mehesi Tesi, that you would say this din in Bezdin as well. So Reb Shmuel points out that that's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chavtes. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Chavtes says that a Baal Din is allowed kindness even when it comes to Dinei Nefashos, Dinei Mamonos, so there's a din of a taina. And since there's a din of a taina, so then that will explain how it could be that we evoke the rule. Normally, I thought taina applies by when you have two Bali Dinim, they're going up against each other. This, each one says, this is my land, so in such a case, we have a din of taanina. But in other cases, Me'echi Teisi, we say the din of that a fellow has a taina. So he points out that the Gemara in Sanhedrin Chavtes says that there are tainus also when it comes to Dinei Nefashos as well. So once we say that there are tainus when it comes to Nefashos, so too over here. If you're going with the Nemanus, as the Ritzvah spells out, if you're going with the Nemanus of Adam Neman al Atzmo Yoser Mimeo Ish, when it comes to Chelev, that you believed against Edim, so then in such a case, of course, there's no comparison. The Ritzvah spells out. But in our case, when we're going with Tartina Dibure, and we know from the Sugi and Sanhedrin that there is ideal taina, so that's the dimyon in the first place. Okay, so that's Tosas' kasha. Tosas' kasha is now clear. Tosas gives one answer, which we discussed in the daf shir, and then Tosas gives a fascinating answer in the end. The Odie Shlomar, the Mairi Shafir, the Lekar Aglaim Ladover, that's dealing with the interim part of Tosas, the Hash Nicham Yisonim, Mikom Okamo Avgola, Kigon Deshatan, Kisham Lo Aiden Bevadai. Yav Amar Lo Raktiv Yochel Atarit V'Lomar Lo Raktiv Shogel Amazes. Avol Kivim D'Shasik Kol Da Danya answers the Tosfos that over here, since the Nidon is silent, he doesn't respond. So we say Shtika Kol Da. We say that he is conceding that it was B'Shogeg not Amazes. His Shtika is admitting that he did it. B'Shogeg. Rabotai, I don't understand the words of Tosfos. If we're going to say that, and what I'm doing is I'm trying to understand Tosfos through the entire arichus of the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah cannot speak out everything that we're saying, but we're doing it Minei Ubein and Tosfos. If we're going to say that Shtika is Kehoda Mamish, as Tosfos seems to be saying, so then what are we learning over here? We're learning that the reason why the fellow is going to be chayiv galus is because it is hodah. If it is hodah that's being the chayiv in galus, so then why are we including it in the parsha of Eidim Zomim? It's not part of Eidim Zomim at all. He himself is being molded that he's chayiv to galus. Yet our mission is talking about the parsha of Eidim Zomim. Now the Ritzvah is bothered by this kasha, and the Ritzvah formulates it differently than Tosfos. The Ritzvah does not say like Tosfos says, that it's based on Shtika Koda, but the Ritzvah spells out that it's not, that it's something different. Where's the Lashon of the Ritzvah over here? Otir su de mishkachas la matnifin kishalo safek v'lo chashbina lei lo hoda v'lo achashu l'gabe hai. The Ritzvah says that over here it's considered not a full hoda, yet at the same time, it's enough to be mechayiv him galus. So the Ritva already is bothered by this kasha, but Beinla Ritva, Beinla Tosfos, we need to be mazbir that on the one hand, we need his hodah vis-a-vis the shogeg, yet at the same time, in terms of the chiyuv of Mitha, so then we need to say something else. We need to say that the chiyuv is still coming from the Eden. So based on his mahalas that Rav Shmuel said above, the way we were mazbir Tosfos is kasha, Rav Shmuel goes a step further. And Rav Shmuel says, once we know that Tosfos is coming with the idea of Mezid Ayisi as being built on the idea of advancing a taina, that's what Mitartinam Dibura is, that you have the ability to advance a taina. So then there's another halacha that we see in the Akta Marachav Tesla Alf in Sanhedrin. And that's the halacha of Taninon, that Bezin could be towing on the behalf of the Nidam. Bezin has the ability to be towing on his behalf. So, for the umdina of Taninan, so the shtika serves as hodah. There isn't a shtika kohodah on the etzem edut. On Taninan, that's enough to say shtika kohodah. But on the etzem edut, being made that he killed, so there, of course, we're not saying shtika kohodah. That could be also the kavanah sarisvai. I put on the Mayim HaKolos. The Tosin Yibam is on Peches, also says that we don't say shtika kohodah manush in all instances. So it could very well be, according to this, Tosfos and the Ritva are really essentially saying the same thing. That Tosfos is saying that the shtika serves as odah, that you no longer have Bezin being taninan. That could be pshat in what Tosfos means. Eli suggested an interesting pshat as well. Eli suggested that it could very well be that you never say, I'll say quickly, we'll discuss it with him afterwards. Eli suggested it could very well be that the only time you say that the shtika serves as a hodah is to the edus is when the edus needs the hodah. When the hodah is related to the edus, so then in such a case, then the edus is the hodah substantiating the edus. Once the hodah is substantiating the edus, then you have to say the hodah is creating the chiyuv, not the edus. But in this case, the edum don't need the hodah of the Baal Dover. They're being made by themselves. And so therefore the Eidus stands by itself, and you don't need the hodah to be affecting the Eidus. That's a very fascinating idea. I don't know if it's correct, but this is an idea to think about. But the more conventional mahalach is to say that our whole Tosfos is built off of the ideas of Taina, to say that it's built off of the idea of Tanina, and then in Tosfos' Teretz, and Shtika Kolda removes the Tanina. And that's what Tosfos is saying. The Shtika Kolda removes the Tanina. Now let's go on. The Marashah's Kasha. The Marashah then asks the second bomb in this Tosfos. One bomb in the Tosfos is, what does Tosfos mean, Shtika Kolda? And the other bomb in the Tosfos is the Marashah's Kasha. The Marashah is bothered. Wait a second. The fellow could say, Mezid Oyisi? Don't we have a rule of Einot that makes the Maximo Russia? Isn't the classic rule that we have Einot that makes the Maximo Russia? So, Rav Shmuel, Al Pi Shitaso, says, according to his Mahalas, that question is also answered. Einot that makes the Maximo Russia is when a person himself is advancing a claim. Then we say, Einot that makes the Maximo Russia. But if it's based on the idea of Taninon, if Lamafreya Tosfos is in the scala that our whole diun, the Yochel Omer Mezid Oyisi, is based on Taninan, so then that it's not that he's being towing on his behalf. Yochel Omer Mezid Oyisi is built on the idea of Taninan. If it's built on the idea of Taninan, then we don't say, Ein Oda Mezid Atzma Rasha. He's not arguing it. It's not like the case of Ein Oda Mezid Atzma Rasha. What's the classic case? Daptes on the base in Sanhedrin, Ploni Ravani Lertsoni. So then in such a case, that's Ein Oda Mezid Atzma Rasha. Then we say Palgina Dibura. But this is not that case. This is a different case. So therefore, we're going to say that the rule of Ein Oda Mezid Atzma Rasha doesn't apply, because that's only in a case where you are yourself advancing the claim. But for Taninan, then we would advance a claim that even turns the fellow into a Rasha. I thought one could say something different about the Marashah's Kasha. I later found someone say this idea. I found that Rav Shmuel and Ksubis has this idea and fits in a little bit to what one of the Achronim say in our sugi as well. It is a big skidush. I'm not sure that it's correct, although I saw Rav Shmuel does have this svara. I started thinking about the words. What are the words? Ein Adam Mesim Atmo Rasha. A person cannot place himself as a Rasha. We don't say Ein Adam Yachal Lehayid Al Shehu Rasha or Mashu Kazeh, but Ein Adam Mesim Atmo Rasha. A person cannot give himself the identity of a Rasha. So I thought maybe the following. It could very well be that when it's vis-a-vis Haggadah's Eidus, the Haggadah's Eidus is a Haggadah's Eidus. The Amira is an Amira. The Amira is an Amira. But the Chalos, a person can't give himself. So in the case of Ploni, Ravani, Lirisoni, we could say Palgina Dibura possibly, because you're not turning yourself into a Rasha, but the Eidus is an Eidus. Here Reb Shmuel says it slightly differently than I just said, in terms of Ploni, Ravani, Lirisoni. But this idea clearly is mistaber. To say that even though the Eidus is an Eidus, you can't turn yourself into a Rasha. It's the Chalos that can't take effect. But the Agadas Eidus it is. Reb Shmuel's Lashon is, just to quote you the exact words I showed, one of the Dolei Achronim say, in Subis on Daf Kuf Beis in the tradition of Shmuel, Ein Shum Psul B'Agadas Rasha Ol Atmo. Verak lifso atmo iloy mehem. The actual turning himself into a Rasha. But to be able to say those words as being halakhically significant words, that exists. That possibility exists. So if that's so then of course the question also falls away. Over here, you're allowed to say that this is, believe me, let's say in the case of where it's being used as a migu, believe me, I didn't kill at all. If that's the Tosis is Kasha, that's a discussion as well. What exactly is Tosis is Kasha? But his words have stature in of itself simply as being an Amira, even though there isn't a Chalos. Now, Shmuel Rozovsky claims in Ksubis that that's goof for the Machlokas of Rabbi Rav Yosef, whether you say Palgina Dibura or not. And it happens to be, I'm just going to speak for Ramiza right now, it happens to be that the Aruch Lener answers the Marashot Kasha and says that he's going Aliba de Rav Yosef. Our Tosis is going Aliba de Rav Yosef. And the way I just explained Ein Adam Mesim Atmo Rasha is goofa the way Rav Shmuel explained Shitas Rav Yosef over there. So it fits in beautifully with the Aruch Lener. Now this is not just Sam and answer, but we're explaining the mechanics why according to Rav Yosef there we don't say Pagin the Guru, because the Etzem Eidus is an Eidus. So then in such a case, then the rule of Ein Adam Mesim Atmo Rasha is no longer a reason not to accept Yachalom HaMeizu. That might be a lumbus to answer. Whether you say like the Aruch Lener is stopping Rav Yosef or not, but at the end of the day, as a mechanic to explain to us, ain't all the Mason. But in terms of the Haggadah, it's a Zach and Haggadah. It's still considered an Haggadah. Yes, Amy. Right. No, so that's what I'm telling you. Reb Shmuel over there points out, first of all, he says that's the pshat in Reb Yosef. Reb Yosef, he says that we don't say Palgina Dibura. And I'm saying that either way you explain the sugya over there, Palgina Dibura, just in terms of the actual words of Ein Adam Mesim Atmo Rasha, Ein Adam Mesim Atmo Rasha doesn't necessarily pass the liaisis. That's all I'm saying. You could say that's according to Reb Yosef. You could say according to Rav Yosef, or you could re-explain how Palgina Dibura works over there, which is not my agenda right now. Okay. He goes on to point out that there is no machlokas about Palgina Dibura. What we're saying, I think, fits well. Okay, let's start now the Gemara. Bezer Hashem. The next thing we had done is we had looked at the Gemara, and the Gemara asks the following question. Gemara starts off right away, and the Gemara says, "Kesar Eidim Nasim Domin." That makes sense. When the mission says Kesar Eidim Nasim Zomim, how Kesar Eino Eidim Nasim Zomim Boilet? It should say Eino Eidim Nasim Zomim. So all of you asked during Seder that according to Tosfos that we have seen on the top of Beis Amid Aleph that said that Malchus is the king of Kasha Zomim, what's the Kasha Eino Eidim Nasim Zomim? It's fine. Sarachim number one. What's the Kasha? The Malchus is the king of Kasha Zomim. Once we say that the Malchus is the king of Kasha Zomim, then everything is fine and dandy. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Kesed Eino Eidim Nasim Zomim. Also, another kasha on that on the Tosfos, the kasha the way we've mastered the previous Tosfos, was the Hemshech HaGemara. The Gemara then answers the two kashas, and the Gemara says, Tana Hasam Koi. Kola Zom Magdim Lo Samisa, Chutzin Zom Ebat Kol, Boala Shem Magdim Lo Samisa, Elamisa Echeres. V'yeshim Zom Macherim, She'em Ba'esim Ba'en, Din Azama Kol Ikur. Tosfos' lashon is that there is no azama kol ikar. There's no azama at all. Kol ikar, there's no azama altogether. Wait. She'ein osim ba'em din azama kol ikar? So what does kol ikar mean? So we weren't sure what kol ikar meant. And we looked up and we saw that the Tosfos Yishanim in Shabbos and Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, Daf Mem Aleph on the base, for reasons that we won't discuss now, why Tosfos Yishanim is doing the sugya of Mitzaret. So we saw there he learns the Farish. I didn't look up more. Maybe you'll find my closest Rishonim will be helpful. But we didn't find anything more. Mm-hmm. Learning Kol Ikar means absolutely nothing. There's no semblance of it whatsoever. Anybody did not know Kol Ikar, at least according to Tosfos Yishanim and Malach on Beis Shabbos, means that there's absolutely nothing here. There's absolutely nothing here. There's no Azama whatsoever. Then how does that fit in to what we, the way we had explained the previous Tosfos? I don't know. Maybe according to Yaakov, then these kashas don't start. Could be. But the way we thought, and we still think, so then Sarachiyun b'divrei Tosfos. Okay, so let's leave those two questions for a moment, and then let's come back to something else. Let's read the Gemara's kashas. There are two ways of explaining the Gemara's kashas: the Rashi's way of reading Gemara's two kashas, and Tosfos' way of reading Gemara's two questions. According to Rashi, when the Gemara asks, "Ka Ketzad Eino Eidin Nasim Zomim Boile," the Gemara is asking question number one, shouldn't say Ketzad Eidin, it should say Eino Eidin. Question number two is, according to Rashi, what's the Ketzad doing over here? This is a superfluous Ketzad. The real explanation is going to be on Dapei Amid Aleph. That's the way Rashi learns the two kashas of the Gemara. Tosfos does not learn it that way. Tosfos has a very interesting mahalas. Tosfos says, the two kashas are the following. There is a phantom answer to the first question. Number one, Tosfos says in Dibur Maskil V'Od. Maybe let's see this inside. Pirush Hakunshus Tamayim Ba'ei Ketzad Oktani L'Kamon. Period. That's what we had seen in Rashi. V'Od Yesh L'Farish. And the second explanation is V'Od Klomar. The second question when we ask from Dapei is a Klomar. To do what? Klomar V'Imtim Salomar. If you're going to want to answer the first question and say Deloshon Hazamahu, and you're going to want to say, you know why it says Ketzad Eino Eidin, Ketzad Eidin Nasim Zom, not Ketzad Eino Eidin? Because there's a Lashon of Hazamah over here. How does the Maharam learn the Lashon of Hazamah? It means the Lashon of Immanuel Yitzen. Ze Eino. That's not enough to explain Ketzad Eidin. Dal Karchach Din Hazamah Kamer. Must go now Din Hazamah, because on the Pei Amid Aleph, it talks about Din Hazamah. On the Pei Amid Aleph, over there, when we talk about Ketzad Eidin, there we're talking about the Onish of Hazamah. So once we're talking about the Onish of Hazamah, so then it's inappropriate to describe Ketzad as being the Lashon of Hazamah. So the attempted answer was to say Lashon Hazamah, and the answer is no. We see from Pei Amid Aleph, this buttresses our first question that we're talking about the din hazama. This is how Tosfos learns. Now, I was wondering, I throw this out to be thought about in the base marriage. I'm not sure. I didn't spend enough time thinking about this. The Maharam takes out the girsa mechlal de elu ein zomim in the parentheses. According to Tosfos, the second shot, lechura the mechlal de elu ein zomim does, I think, fit. I think you could read it beautifully. The chlal de elu ein zomim, that means us above on that beis amid aleph is a case of ein zomim. So I was always wondering where these gesos came from. It could be that the chlal de elu ein zomim fits beautifully according to Tosfos, because the second kasha is proving what the first kasha has said, that the lashon is case of ein oedim not ein zomim. So these are the two mahalchim of the two mahalchim of Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi's pshat says there are two separate kashas, and Tosfos' pshat that there's really one kasha of Ein Eidim Nasim Zomim, and the second kasha is answering the phantom teretz. Yes, Hanan.
The Mechlal, it's very difficult according to Rashi.
Because according to Rashi, it's a diuk in the Ketzad. Okay. Now, I just want to point out that based on this, maybe on these two mahalchim, and what we point out, Mechlal De'elu, maybe we can answer the two tzarachim that we had in how the Tosis read the Gemara. The first teretz of Tosis. Tosis reads the Gemara it's very straightforward now. The Gemara in the Havamina, Gemara says, why is it that we say Ketzad Ha'ed and Nasim Zomis, Eino Ed and Nasim Zomis? Yes, it's true that the Malchus is a kiyum of Kasher Zoma, the Gemara asks. But it's not the classic case of Zoma. So it's Eino Ed and Nasim Zomis, because we're talking about the Din Zomis. And if you're going to want to answer and say, Din Pimsa Lomar, it's the Lashon of Zoma. That since it already has the process of Azama Vimanu Yisem, and therefore the Malchus on some level is a kiyum of Kasher Zaman, even if it's not the Din Azama. So therefore, we're going to say it's appropriate to say Kesar Eidim Nasim Zomamin. That's not true, because when we have the expression of Kesar on the Tehim and Aleph, there Kesar is talking about the Din Hazama. And then the Gemara says, so therefore we see that when we're talking about the Din Hazama, Ein Din Hazama Kol Ikar, the Din Hazama doesn't exist at all when it comes to Ben Grusha and Ben Chalutza. What? No. So I'm saying is that according to Tosfos, the only time we say Din Hazama is when you mamish getting the actual onesh. That's it. Otherwise you can't read. Now I gave a way of reading it. That when Tosfos says Din Hazama, what Tosfos means, according to Tosfos, what it means is you're giving him the actual onesh. And that's the same place on Hayim and Aleph. Otherwise you can't read. Everything flows beautifully, yeah? It's a kiyum of Kasher Zama. It's a kiyum of Kasher Zama. Obviously, it's not the same thing. Din Hazama means the actual onesh. Din Hazama means the actual onesh. It's only in a case of where you give the actual onesh.
So again, just Kasher Zama, even though you kayim Kasher Zama, you're not kayim Din Hazama.
Correct.
So what is Din Hazama? Din Hazama means Zavka?
That's how Tosis is using it over here. There are three levels. What emerges, you have three different levels. One is the case of where you're not, well, impossibility, is where you're not being Mekayim Kasher Zama at all. That's how some read.
But we never have that.
Well, according to the second day of Tosis, Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza.
Oh, in the second day.
Right. And then you have a Lashon of Azama, and then you have a case of where you have the Din Azama.
So that comes out, but this Tosis is assuming just like the first.
The second shot works according, and that's why Tosis wants to do that, because he wants to defend that
first shot. Even though Nodim Yudah thought the second shot was definitely
correct. What I'm not saying is I think this is the only way to read the Gemara and the only way to read the Tosis. I'm saying that I think this is the correct shot in the first shot of Tosos, and therefore the only way to defend the Tosos is based on the way Tosos himself turned over backwards to read the Pshat and the Gemara differently, which actually works with the Girsah Yishan and the Chalal De'elu Ein Zomimin, and that way will make the first Tosos' reading of our sugya readable. Yakir, for the record, again, Yakir's taina, let's just put it all out. Yakir's taina is, but at the end of the day, if we're going to say that there's a Din Hazama, so he says, Din Hazama means a Kiyum Kasher Zaman. And I'm saying that according to Tosis, you have to say that Din Hazama means, like Tosis himself, in Dimer Maskel Ba'od is using it, it means the Onish. The exact same onish of Hazama. Not necessarily the kiyum of Kasher Zaman. Is it a chidush? Yes. Would I say this on my own? No. But we're stuck in Tosis. Unless you're convinced like Yaakov. But I'm not convinced like Yaakov. Yes. But according to your mouth, Yaakov, everything's answered, right? Everything's blocked.
All the questions don't start.
But I'm still convinced that this is a shock in Tosis. And also the fact that I was brainwashed by my Rabbein that way as well. But Mir Tashem, if we get to it today, I'll show you that I'm not always brainwashed by my Rebbeim. Well, I'll disagree shortly. But yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Have a kasher zama. Have a kasher zama. Have a kasher zama. Okay, maybe I don't fit in beautifully into the Maran. Maybe I don't fit into Maran like this love. That could be. I'm not convinced that it doesn't fit into Maran, but it could be that so. But I still, again, I need to defend Tosfos and the way most of our Chachamim read the Tosfos. So this is the only way to do it. And I originally a month ago I tried to get away and say Kolitzer didn't mean absolutely nothing. Then yesterday I found the Tosfos Yishanim. So now I have to go differently. Maybe after 10 years of trying to dodge all the questions, maybe I'll come over to Yaakov's side. So yes, Ailey. Yes, a kolikar?
Yes,
correct. When we say kolikar, we're only talking about the din, which means the onesh. It doesn't have at all the onesh of misa, or the onesh of ben grusha ben chalutza. That's how Tosfos learned. That's the lashon of the Gemara. The lashon of the Gemara is shein osim b'din azama kolikar. Okay. Now let's go on in the Gemara. The Gemara asks, Minani Mili. The Gemara asks, how do we know that we have the halacha that when it comes to Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, that they get Malkus and they don't get the Onesh, the Edom Zoman? Amar Bishua Malevi, Amar Kra, Sisam Lo Kasher Zomam, Lo Velo Lazara. We give to them what they wanted to do and we don't punish their kids. Now here we get to a very, very tough line in the Gemara. The Gemara now asks, Gemara says, let's make him possible and not make his kids possible. So what's chat? Isn't kasher zaman lato l'achiv that you have to give him kasher zaman? Isn't the chat that you have to give to Reuven and Shimon what they wanted to give to Yosef, and what they wanted to give to Yosef is turn his kids into halalim as well? How can you give it only to Reuven and Shimon half of it? What was the Gemara's havamina? The Gemara then comes back and the Gemara answers, "Bayina kasher zaman lachos v'leka." But what was the Gemara? How did the Gemara understand that this was kasher zaman? If you're turning, let me say it even stronger. If you're turning Reuven and Shimon into Yosef, so then by definition, Reuven and Shimon become Yosef, and their children become Chalolim. How could it be that their children won't be Chalolim? How could it be that their children won't be Chalolim? If by definition they become like Yosef, so then they have to be Chalolim. So the Ritva is clearly bothered by this kasha. Says the Ritva, in Velitzel of the Dei Velo is in Zari. Pirish. Let's do the Ritva inside. We have to do things inside. The kivon she'ain sulam elas b'derek knas milsa de esheru shia who pasul v'zaro kosher. Now, why am I making such a big deal about this ritva? Because of the most famous chakira in Maseches Makos. The classic chakira that is discussed is what. First of all, just for pshat. Not l'shem the chakira, but it happens to be that this issue that revolves around pshat, the mineu bein the gemara, is one of the most important diyunim in terms of kasher zaman, and that is yesh lachkar. When we give to Reuven Shimon what they wanted to do to Yosef, what does it mean? Do we say that they turn into Yosef, they get killed? If they want to kill Yosef, they get killed just like Yosef, or no? We transfer the onesh onto them. Now it sounds like a very, very subtle chakira, but Mineu Bei, our Gemara, fleshes out this Naskamina. Our Gemara is fleshing out this Naskamina. The Ritva says that if the pshat is that you turn Reuven and Shimon into Yosef, then the Gemara's kasha doesn't make sense. V'litzul zidei v'lo litzul zari doesn't make any sense. Because if you're going to turn them into Yosef, then the halacha is that you're going to have to. Elamai, says the Ritva. Then no, that's not the pshat. It's a knas. What does it mean it's a knas? That you give the onesh that they wanted to give to Yosef, you transfer it over to Reuven and Shimon. Yes, yeah.
What formulate that here one more time.
Sure, absolutely. I'll say it again. What's the pshat when we give the onish of kasher zaman to Reuven and Shimon? Is the pshat that we turn them into everything they wanted to do to Yosef?
Make it as if they did what they say Yosef did.
As if they put him, we can say even stronger, as if you put him in Yosef's shoes.
Just like they're saying, Yosef killed that.
Just whatever Yosef did, what all of Yosef's identity when he walked out of the Beis Din would be their identity? Or no? We're transferring the onesh that they wanted to give him, but not to give him the full identity of Yosef.
Ben Gushim and Chalutza is not an onesh. What do you mean by that?
It is an identity.
Okay.
No,
I'm using the word onesh as being the result, the fact of zaman, of giving them kasher zaman. I'm describing as an onesh. That's when I say onesh. That's what I mean. And here the havamina was that we're going to turn them into a ben grusha ben chalutza. Rabbi Chanan has, if you want to know the makarpis, here Rabbi Chanan has it in Kuzgan. So that's what we're saying over here. The Rizva is saying it can't be that in the Havamina that we're turning them into them. Because if we'd be turning them into them, then of course you can't say Lutzul Zay below Lutzul Zara. But rather what the Rizva is saying is that it's a knas. If it's a knas, so then in such a case you give it to them and not to the kids. That was the Gemara's Havamina.
Why is one of them more knas than the other?
What?
Why is the one?
Once something becomes a knas, once you turn something into a knas, so then it's possible to separate between the two. It's possible to say you're no longer transferring that identity, but what we do is we give you a fine, we take part of what you wanted to do to them and give it over to them. Well, let's see again in the words of the Ritzva. The kivan she'ein sulam, what you're asking is just what does the Ritzva mean? So let's see again his words. The kivan she'ein sulam elo miderech knas, since this sul is only a knas based on idea of ein zom knasu, milta de efsheru sheyuhu pasul lezaro kasher. So then it's not that you're transferring over the identity of Yosef, but then it's possible to say that we give you this fine and we turn it to you, but not that we're transforming your identity. It's a fine. It's an anhaga, if you will. Is there a new chalos of being a ben grusha ben chalutza or not? So if it's only an anhaga, the knas is describing this as simply being an anhaga. This is, you have to act as a ben grusha ben chalutza, but you're not being entirely transformed.
And if he does have voda, then what? He's be'emes a chalal now, or he's not? I mean,
well, obviously, there is but he is, but it's a newfangled identity. The newfangled identity, which is a transfer of the onish, I mean, again, onish in quotes, that he wanted to do. That's what the Ritzvah is saying. Rabbi Chanan thinks Subas Kuv Zayin, the pshat that I just said, I'm about to tell you, is not my own, it's Rabbi David Pravarsky says. In the Shiurim of Rabbi David Pravarsky says this pshat in the Ritzvah. Now, what's the Gemara's teretz? Now here, the Gemara's answer is what? The Gemara answers, Ba'inon tasher zaman lasos v'lecha. You need to give to him tasher zaman lasos, and you can't. So again, in the Gemara's Maskana, you could really read the Gemara's Maskana in two different ways. Every level of the Gemara, I believe, is struggling with this chatira. We have to give them kasher zaman lasos. So now, in the Havamina, clearly the Gemara learns that it's a knas, like the Ritzva explains, and we're not turning him into Mamish Yosef. But what's the Gemara's teretz? Ba'inon kasher zaman lasos v'lecha. So here, Yesh Achzor, the Chakir remains. Is it the pshat that the Gemara rejected that whole idea? The Gemara rejected the idea that it's a knas. The Gemara says now in the teretz you have to turn him mamish into Yosef, and if you have to turn him mamish into Yosef, so then what stops us is the gzeres hakotzel of lo v'lo lazaro, Or the Gemara is saying that since Reuven and Shimon were zomam to make Yosef and his kids ben Grusha ben Chalutza, so then the halacha is we say lo v'lo lezaro. So in the Maskana of Gemara, there are two ways of understanding Gemara's text. Either Kasher Zomam Lasos V'Leka says that your mom is turning him into Yosef, and that's why you can't transform his kids. Or Kasher Zomam is saying something different. Kasher Zomam is saying that since he was Zomam to make Yosef's kids also apostles, so therefore he's going to be apostle. But there are two ways now of reading the Maskana Tagamar. Now the Ritva seems to also again be one way. The Ritva continues, Uparkinan, and the Gemara answers, but Yina Kasher Zomam V'Leka, Pirush Danam B'Yinu Sheyiskayim B'Hem Kol Masher Zomamu. You need to fulfill by that everything that they set out to do, they plotted to do. But here the emphasis is Kol Masher Zomamu, what they plotted. U'Lefiyidusam Zaro Yucholam. And according to what they plotted and testified, their children should be Chalom. So in the Maskanas HaGemara, according to the Ritva, it does sound one way. It does sound that the Ritva is saying that in the Teretz of the Gemara, that the din of Kasher Zomam is not that you're turning them Amish, but rather it's the Mama, it's the plot. So therefore, the Knas idea remains even in the Maskanas. So this is something to put in our back pocket when we see later on in the Maseches, when we discuss what is the nature of Mama, what Mama is turning them into or not. There is another important deal that comes out from Lo V'Lo Lazaro. And that's the diyun of the Minchas Chinuch. Rav David claims that the Minchas Chinuch is totally on the Shtickel Torah that we just said. I'm not convinced about that. But there is an interesting question that the Minchas Chinuch objects to the Rambam by itself, just in the sugya of Lo V'Lo Lazaro. Minchas Chinuch in Tav Samach Daled, it's a long, long piece, in Chaf Aleph, the Minchas Chinuch asks the Kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam says that when it comes to Irni Dachas, so then you could be made on the Irni Dachas, and if you have Edus on the Irni Dachas, so then the children of the Odei Avodah Zarah are put to death. I'm not sure if this is a question asked according to the Rambam, or it could be asked according to most. It's a general, it's a Velt Kasha. Why is it Eidus Shati Yachal Azima? Anytime Eidim are being made, it's Eidus Shati Yachal Azima, because Lo V'Lo Lazaro. You're putting the kids to death. That's the Minchas Chinuch Kasha. And therefore the Minchas Chinuch, if I recall correctly, it's been a while since I've seen it, the Minchas Chinuch leaves the Kasha as a Tzarafian on the whole halacha.
Is that considered they're being made on the kids also?
So when I read the Minchas Chinuch, I read the Minchas Chinuch close up close, before all Gehenim breaks loose. Let's just, when I read the Minchas Chinuch, I thought the answer was Pasha. I thought the answer was that you're being made on a city. Let's say 70% did Avodah Zarah. The city has to be put to death. And therefore, if there are 100 people in the city, so then you're being made on each one separately that there's a Chi of Misa. You're not being made on Yosef, and thereby Yosef's kids are going to be killed. You're being made on a city. Some of them have adults called Yosef, and some of them have Yosef's children. That's how I had always said. That's what Yaakov, you want to say? Who is the one who suggested this? You.
I did yes. On the whole city, not even just...
Ah, okay. So maybe you have an answer that's even better than I thought of. But this is what I thought. That was what I thought when I read it. And then I thought I had seen it. I was going over it again. I saw with Yaakov that Reparel HaKemat says what I just said. That the halacha is that they quoted in the Haggos and Minchas Chinuch. That's a simple answer. Rav David Pavarsky, Rav Perel is actually one of Rav Rosenzweig's favorite achronim. You might hear about him tomorrow as well. Rav Yerucham Perel, I think. He wrote. Yeah, Rav Perel. Yeah. So he has a classic Achronisha book on the Smag, right? Or Sagigo. So that sefer has a lot of fascinating terutzim. So he suggests this answer, that you're being made on everyone over there. Once you're being made on everybody there, so then it's not considered a problem of lo v'lo lezara. Now Derech Agav, Yaakov wants to say something different, and Eric wanted to say what Yaakov wants to say. That's a different answer. Maybe this will be Miyashe v'kasha, but now I'd just like to discuss Rav Perla's answer. And I only realized today that this answer is problematic. Now, it happens to be, coincidentally, that Rav David Pivarsky claims that what the two tzadim of Aruch HaKira is going to also answer the Minchas Chinuch Kasha. The two tzadim of how Kasha Zaman works. But I don't understand that. If you want to have a sefer over there, I think the two tzadim are really the emes, the Shakra, the Tariyah, the Gemara. That's what I think the Ritva is driving at. But to use it so far in the Minchas Chinuch, I don't think is mafruk. But let's deal with the Minchas Chinuch Kasha by itself, as well as the Teretz of Perla. So I have a tzarafin on this. The Rambam writes that the kids that are killed, he writes the following: Vim nimtzu ovdim rubam makim es kol hatav venoshim shel ovdim l'tiferet. The Rambam says only the children, and I don't know enough about Avodah Zarah, maybe Danny will help us out a little bit, but when it comes to the kids, the halacha in Eir Nidachas is only the kids of the Ovdim get put to death, not the whole city. So if that's so then it's takalo v'lo lezaro. Then it's a chiyuv mamish on Yosef, and his kids are being killed because he's Yosef, not because they have a separate chiyuv amisa. And then hadru kushul zolzei. That's where the minchas chinuch starts. Minchas chinuch parak starts. If you say that, so then the Minchas Chinuch Kasha really, really begins. So you wanted just Derech Ramiza, Yaakov and Eric wanted to answer and to say that it could be that the Haggadah Seif is on the entire ear, and then you have to break it apart and say it again on the kids and then put it back together. It's a difficult... So what sounded like a very strange question, all my years I thought the Minchas Chinuch Kasha was a strange Kasha, now I'm beginning to understand the beauty of the Kasha and the Sarachim that the Minchas Chinuch leaves us off with.
Yes, Daskon Rambam, or he's asking Daskon Rambam?
So I don't have clear whether he was bavarning what we just said,
right,
from the kids. That I don't have clear. Minchas Chinuch in Tav Samach Dalet is Katan Chaf Al. The Misa case. Once it's Misa, so then it's Nefesh Benefesh. Okay. I have just a couple of Shatovna points, and then to finish off with one more Lamdashi Yisod. In Tosis Dibra Maskel, the Inan Kasher Zaman Veleka, Tosis asks the following Kasher. Kasher, Hecha Shem Yidin Shu Mitzvi Shein Yidena Bon Lutzol Zaro Kim Lutzol In Kei Nitsa. The Tosis asks, when it comes to doing Kasher Zaman, and you can't do it, the Tosis asks, but wait a second, what about an instance where he's being made on a mitzri sheni? So then the halach is, a mitzri shlishi is yavo b'kal Hashem. So in such a case, you don't have the din of lo v'lo lezaro. Derech Agav, the Marsha asks a very, very simple kash, and Marsha says, okay, mehefi pesi, that mitzri sheni is not included. So v'amevin yavin, if you take a look at Bar Pada, it's mukhruf, that the mitzri sheni is also... is also included. We'll get to Bar Pada later on. I'd rather not stop at the Marshal. So comes the continued Tosis, and Tosis says, V'yesh Loma. V'mikol makom, ishton etzeles, v'pasla b'viyasu, k'siv, v'atisim lo kashizomam, lo v'lo l'ishto. So first in Pshat, you just need to explain Tosis. at the end of the day, but wait a second, the Gzeres HaKasav is not lo v'lo l'ishto. The Gzeres HaKasav is lo v'lo l'zaro. Lo v'lo l'zaro, it's not lo v'lo l'ishto. So what do you have to say according to Tosafot? I just want to make a few basic shatavna points in Tosafot. What you have to say according to Tosafot is that lo doesn't mean anything specific. Lo means dafke him, according to Tosafot. And therefore, lo includes also lo l'ishto. Now the Ritva disagrees with Tosafot. The Ritva rejects Tosafot. And in the Ritva, in Pshat, I had a very, very hard time understanding this Ritva. In the spirit of Friday's tour with Rav Aryeh Levine, so let's take a look. You'll see in a moment what I mean. Let's take a look in the Ritva. Let's see what the Ritva says. The Kasu b'Tesis she'im eidush alav shemitri she'ini haya shezaro haya kasher shem shlishi afilu hachi lo kinvein nefsalin zakat yikul midrash lo v'lo lishta afilu ein lo isha ein lachlo. He just adds that if he doesn't have a wife, so then in such a case still it's the lo p'sluv according to Tosafot. But the Ritva doesn't like the Teretz. Again, the reason why we're not going to be able to permit the Shein is going to make the wife possible. The Einzer Mischaver Kostar says the Ritva doesn't make sense. The Legabe Zaro Shein Kara Shalo Shayech Lomer Deleker Kasher Zama. Avo Legabe Ishto the Kiyun De Bidide Miskayim Shapir Karina Vasisim Lo Kasher Zama Lachos Lo Achus. So how did you understand what the Ritva just said? What's the Ritva? Ritva rejects Tosafot. Ritva says you would never say lo v'lo l'ishto. You would only say lo v'lo l'zaro. Why? Because l'gabe zaro shem kara shalo shayich lomar al gabe ishto kivan de bididei miskayim. What does the Ritva mean when he says kivan de bididei miskayim? So I'll tell you my initial pshat. My initial pshat was Rabbi Aryeh Levine. Initially, I thought. And Michal said this in Seder. Dr. Arfuther. I thought that this was a collector's item for Ishto Kigufa. That what the Ritva is saying is, the Avogabi Ishto, the Kivan de Bididei Niskayim. He and her are the same. He and her is low. Kivan de Bididei Niskayim. It's true that she's going to become Oster. But Ishto Kigufa. Then you would have a Chatzin Shmuz. Yakir. That I thought when I initially read it, that's what I thought was the Ritva saying. Can anybody prove why that's wrong? That my romantic notion was wrong in the Ritva?
Because your foot aren't the same.
No, no, that romantic notion is true. Rabbi Levine is right. That romantic notion is true. That's the same foot. But why is it not correct in Pshat?
At the end of the day, she's independent of
because
him.
Because of the country. What?
At the end of the day, she's somewhat independent.
No,
like,
I'm asking the words. If you don't have the Ritva in front of you, you have to have photographic memory to be able to prove it.
Yeah.
Exactly. The Ritva is setting up the contrast of the Zrakaradev war. But the Ritva is saying is like this. The Ritva is saying the child is considered, I told you, it's just a shot, nothing fancy. The Ritva is saying like this, that when the child is considered a hemshich of the father, so then it's mamish considered still low. Then it's still low. But as long as you fulfill it with him, so then it doesn't matter what's going to happen to the wife. Why? Because the wife is entirely an incidental result. As opposed to, we have this rush of low coming to exclude those things that are a direct result of him. The woman is an ancillary result. Once it's an ancillary result, so then we're going to say the din of lo still being fulfilled. It happens to be that the halacha is going to affect the woman. But if they never have bia, then in such a case the woman is not going to be affected. As opposed to bra is an absolute result, bra kara d'ravua. That's what the Ritva
means. The wife is practicing in the Hava Mina,
and in the Hava Mina, the wife is talking not going to be nifta. When you say have me, what do you mean? Have me in the Gemara?
Yeah, well, at this point in the Ritva, the wife is not going to be nifta, but that's not the sharon in Bainan Kasher Zon Gulata, no?
Why do you say that? Why do you say that the wife's not going to be nifta? Ah, there is a diyun in the Achronim. There is a diyun, Ellie, in the Achronim about that. The Achronim do have that diyun. I'm not assuming that way. I don't see any hefreyach to learn that one. That the wife's not going to be there. No. I don't see any hefreyach. If you find a hefreyach to say that, then Tov. Last nekuda beizur Hashem. In Tosis di Ramaskel kol hazomim. I think I did see one of the Achronish books earlier that discussed that. Tosis di Ramaskel kol hazomim brings down the pirush of the Ri. That the Ri says that the pshat in Makdim and Osa Misa means, what does the Ri say the pshat is? The Ri says, Magdim, let's pick up Milotosis, in contrast to Rashi's Pshat, Shem Lam Nosvam Lota, says the Ri, Magdim and Hachi Purusha, Vadeat the Sarach Lamisa and Mimisa Shem Miso. What did the Bath change? The Miso Sharatz Lamisa also. Avol Vadeim, Eine Yachol, Afilu Hachi, Nemisa Michal Misa Shenucha, Tisanya Hakas Hakas. So the Ri says, Magdim indicates the following, that really it's Shach to give them all four Misas. If they wanted to give the fellow, give Yosef skila. So really, the chassid got skila, but b'diavad you could give him all the other mitzvot. Tosus asks two questions. Where Tosus asks, but wait a second, you're telling me by Adam Zomim that you could give them any mitzvah? That's not true. We got a sira. Number one, Tosus asks that we see that Rosech Gol Adam Shneksim Rabban Keachat. So then it's a special halacha by Rotech and Gal Adam. Number two, Tosa says, I don't understand. Also, this halacha Rotech Gal Adam means Shneksim Abon Keachas. If there's a Tosefta that says whoever's Chayim Misa, you can give him any Misa you want. But didn't we say Rotech and Gal Adam are Shneksim Abon Keachas? These are Tosa's two problems in our sugya. Number one, our sugya seems to be saying, according to Ri, that you give Aiden Zoman a different Misa. And number two, and what's that biblical with that? There's snakes in the bon kechot. And number two, if we're going to take the snakes in the bon kechot literally, so then what are we going to do with the Tosefta in Sanhedrin? Those are Tosefta's two kashas. And therefore, Rabbeinu Yosef is mechadesh tzvei dinim. Rabbeinu Yosef says that there are two dinim chol misa. One is chol misa being whether you're allowed to take out a gun and kill him in any way that you can. And the other is the din of giving him one of the four Mises Bezdin. To give him one of the four Mises Bezdin, so that applies to everybody that's Chai Mises, give him one of the four. However, when it comes to the din of what? When it comes to the din of killing him any way possible, so that's the Dafka din in Roseach and Goladam. This is the Shita of Rabbeinu Yosef. Now let's take a look at the Rambam. How does the Rambam bring down this halacha? So the Rambam says, in Perek Yudalit Halacha Ches, Misha Amar Al Nafsha V'lo Yachol Bezdin Lesero So Achi Misu B'Misa Shul Chayba Hargino To Eda B'Chol Misa Shichol Maham Misal Seba Me'achar Shnigmur Adina Ve'em Rishus L'Shar Ha'am Maham Misal Seba Tzila L'fichach Im Mikta Yad O'Eden Pasi. The Rambam says two things. Number one, the Rambam says if you can't kill him, then you kill him V'chol misa sheyichol l'ham esosa. Any way you could possibly kill him. And then he says, but it has to be done through Edim, and if the Edim don't have hands, so then the fellow is going to be potter. B'medvar ma'murim, b'shar mechuyavim misa spez mechutz men arotzeh. Avol horeg nefesh, shenig mardino rotz v'nachara b'chol dover, b'yad kol adam, achem misa nosa. This halach applies to all chiyuvim misa spez. But rotzeh, and the Rambam, Ailey, this is what you were bothered by. When the Rambam says, Rotzeach Avol Horeg Nefesh, I didn't know what you were bothered by. The Rambam says, the Rotzeach, this halacha doesn't apply to him, then he switches his Lashon to Horeg Nefesh. So Ailey wants to know why the Rambam changes his Lashon, I'm not sure. So the Rambam then says, in such a case, then you could kill him in any way possible. So what's going on in this Rambam? Comes along the Kesef Mishnah, and the Kesef Mishnah makes this relevant to Beis Amid Al Jamakov. Not for the Kesef Mishnah, we would not be discussing this Rambam now. First of all, the Kesef Mishnah says, the Rambam learns that there are two fundamental differences between Rotzeach and all other Chiyuvei Misa Bezdin. Number one, two might be the wrong number, just a second. The Rambam says there's a difference. We'll talk in a moment if whether it's two or one. The Rambam says that there's a difference between Chiyuve Mises Bezdin and Rotzeach. What's the difference? Whether you need Yad or Eden. if you hold in a case, excuse me, of Ritzicha, so then you're going to need anybody to kill him. You don't need Yad Eidim. But if we're talking about Mises Tessin, so then you have Halach of Yad Eidim to your Berishon. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. Now, what I don't understand is why would there be a difference between the two? Just Alpi Svaras HaTorah. Let's say you have someone killing the fellow in any way possible. In a case that's not Roseh. Again, the Rambam has two cases. The first case is all Chiyuvei Misos. Second case is Roseh. What's the Svaras HaKrah to differentiate between the two? At the end of the day, it's not in Bezdin. If the goal is, I'm being Darshan Satame and Mikra, but at the end of the day, if the goal is you just want to kill him, so then why does the Rambam have the din of Yad Eidim Tirbu Rishona in a case where you can no longer kill him in Bezdin? When it's in Bezdin, I understand. Then there's a din of Yad Eidim Tirbu Rishona. But if you're outside of Bezdin, I don't understand why there's a din of Yad Eidim. If the whole idea is quite clear from the Rambam, is to make sure that he gets killed, 99% of the time, you're not going to be able to kill him. So I'm a little, in terms of understanding the mechanics Takra, I'm a little bit bothered according to the Kesef Mishnah. Said the Tzarechim. According to the Kesef Mishnah, we have a fundamental machlokis between the Rambam and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, the halacha is that we say that you give all chayvei misos bezin only the four misos, and you never kill them outside of bezin. According to the Kesef Mishnah, that's not so. According to the Kesef Mishnah, it's possible to kill everybody outside of Bezdin. The only thing is that when it comes to Shar Mitzvos Bezdin, you have a din of Yad Eidim Tiyah Berishona. So before we explain the Das HaRambam a little bit more, let's just be mazur. What's the machlokas according to the Kesef Mishnah between the Rambam and Tosfos? What is the Nekudas HaMachlokas? So Rav Ram Spiegel suggested the following shot. He suggested that the machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos is what's the hagdara of uviyarta arabi kirbecha? Is uviyarta arabi kirbecha that you kill them, the whole mitzvah, as we saw in the Tosefta and Sanhedrin, is that a din in any type of chiyuvei mitzvos bezdin, or is it a din in roseach? According to the Rabbeinu Yosef, it's a din dafka in roseach. A roseach, you have the mitzvah of Yarto Rabbi Kerbecha. But everybody else, so then you give him one of the four mitzvahs bezdin. However, when it comes to something outside of roseach, so then there isn't a din of Yarto Rabbi Kerbecha. There's no din of Yarto Rabbi Kerbecha. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds, and this is how I was always taught pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam holds no. The Rambam holds that the din of Uviyarta Arabi Kebecha is not a din of Roseach. Anytime there's someone that deserves to be killed, so kill him if you can't kill him in the regular way. But again, I come back with my Tzarechiyun. So then why is there a din of Yad Eidim? If it's Uviyarta Arabi Kebecha, you're supposed to do anything you can to kill him, so then why is there a din of Yad Eidim? That's not clear to me, according to this Mahalach. Yes, Dan. It's only within oh, so what's the svar of Dal and Mises?
He that's a fear ha'ar.
I think we could play with it, but it's a fear ha'ar. That gets back to what Yakir had pointed out with Das HaMaram within Uviyar Zahra. The Maram learned that Tosus Lav Das in Uviyar Zahra. When I had more time, I spent more time on that problem. We made that point, Enoch and Am. But now we're trying just to line up the Shitas. So this is the way to line up the Shitas most simply. Maram learned that when Tosus says Uviyar Zahra, it's not a full... not a full drasha. Back to my... I would like to suggest a totally different reading than the Rambam. And I think this reading makes a lot more sense in the word. And based on this, everything comes out, Shalom al Yisrael, there's really no machlokes between Rambam and Rabbeinu Yosef at all. The reason why Rabbi Ram Spiegel presented the machlokes this way is because the Mishnah read the Rambam this way. But I think if you read the Rambam carefully, it's not the Pashto. So again, we're going against the grain in the Chachmei HaMesorah right now. But I think as an objective reading in the Rambam, there's a totally different way of reading the Rambam. And this will explain also the Neviyadei. Let's read the Rambam carefully again. Be medakim. The Rambam's lashon is Hargin Osa Eidav Bechol Misa Sheyacholin Lahamis Osa Ba. The Rambam says that if you have someone's chayev for Chilul Shabbos, so you kill him in any way Sheyacholin Lahamis Osa, in any way that you're able to kill him. Yesh L'dayek, when the Rambam talks about Reseach, that's not his lashon. Sheyacholin Lahamis Osa Ba. That's not the chol misa shechol hamisosa. That's not the Rambam's lashon. Rather, what's the Rambam's lashon? Avol horeg nefesh shenigmar dino, rod fenachar of the chol dover ubiyad kol adam ad shememitzenoso. It sounds like there's something much more cold-blooded and much more premeditated, in the sense that it sounds like a case of someone who's chasing after a bounty hunter who's chasing after someone and catching him surreptitiously and killing him, as opposed to just using Yecholin Lahamis Osa with any Misa. So Lechura, I would like to suggest a different reading in the Rambam. The Rambam agrees with Rabbeinu Yosef. The Rambam holds, and when it comes to all Chayvei Misos, the halacha is that the only way to kill them is with the four Misas Bezdin. And the only time you're able to kill anybody outside of the four mitzvahs is Rotseach. And that's the Rambam's dramatic lashon. Abol horig nefesh shemardino rod fenachar b'chol davar. Not that you're able to kill him b'chol mitzvah sheyachol lahamis. When the Rambam says b'chol mitzvah sheyacholin, I'm learning, this is the difficult part, I'm learning b'chol mitzvah as being one of the dalim mitzvahs. Why does he say sheyacholin lahamis? It's very simple. Why does it say b'chol mitzvah sheyacholin? Because you weren't able to kill him with that mitzvah. For whatever technical reason, you weren't able to kill him with that mitzvah. Now, based on this reading, that the Rambam is not arguing with Rabbeinu Yosef, of course, the din of Yad HaEidim is now beautiful. The halacha of Yad HaEidim is halacha in Bezdin. It's halacha in Bezdin. It's halacha between him and the Eidim and the Roseach. And the halacha of all other mitzvahs Bezdin, the halacha of Roseach, is outside of Bezdin. And the din of Yad HaEidim is dafka in Bezdin and not outside of Bezdin. It is true that the way I'm reading in terms of Sheyachol and Lahamis Osa B'chol Misa is not 100% Mufrah, but the way I understand Misa is being, B'chol Misa means only the Dalet Misa. The word Misa is generally used in reference to the Dalet Misa. So if that's so, then the Rambam reads Kaftor V'Sarach. Okay, we'll stop over here. Mirtz Hashem, a couple of scheduling things. Mirtz Hashem will continue with Bar Pada. Rav Rosenzweig is saying a Chabura tomorrow on the sugya of Ezom and Kiddush and the Hashlachos from that. Sometime in the morning, earlier than we normally have Shir and Chabura. So to prepare, you should start preparing already this afternoon or tonight. I'll try to write the Mar Mekomos up a little bit more neatly, so it'll be more complete.